Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 16. Coming up, GSAT exams off to a smooth start, CONCACAF establishes office in Jamaica, and traffic police report decrease in collisions. The news in detail after this message.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. Minister of State and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Floyd Green, is reporting that this year's Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, is off to a smooth start. Mr. Green says in his visits to a few schools this morning, he found the children to be upbeat and displaying positive attitudes as they prepare to sit the exams. The minister also spoke to several parents, urging them to keep the children relaxed and encouraged as they sit the two-day exam.
We think it's very important to remind the parents that their main role now is to encourage the children. We know the parents are anxious themselves and they want to find out how they did, but just give them the support, because that is what is very, very important.
Just over 39,000 students across the island are registered to sit GSAT this year at 1,090 centers across the island, with mathematics and social studies scheduled for today. Language arts, communication tasks, and science are set for tomorrow. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the government is in full support of the establishment of a new CONCACAF office in Kingston. CONCACAF, which is the Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Association Football, announced at the end of February that it would set up offices at the Courtly Corporate Center in Kingston. In a speech delivered by State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. at the grand opening on Wednesday, Ms. Grange said the move would lead to positive changes in the sport.
Through this new office, I expect increased collaboration, engagement, and improvement of the technical capacity of our sport administrators, coaches, agents, managers, and players in the Caribbean and across CONCACAF. This signals an investment from which we expect only good and positive returns.
In a recent release, CONCACAF noted that it expected to triple its investment in Caribbean competitions as compared with previous years. Additionally, in order to boost development efforts in the zone, nearly 80% of the One CONCACAF financial assistance program will be allocated to member associations from the Caribbean. The police is reporting an almost 34% decrease in road fatalities since the start of the year. Head of the Police Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says 56 road fatalities have been recorded since the start of the year, compared to 85 over the same period last year. SSP Allen says the actions of motorists and pedestrians have aided in the decrease.
I will not sit here and take all the credit as the police or as the regulator. I believe that a number of our motorists across the island and our pedestrian too is digesting the whole aspect of using our roadways better.
SSP Allen says that he hopes to see more improvement while the police continues its enforcement efforts. And Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., has announced that the ministry will be rolling out a flagship program geared at rehabilitating youth offenders and high-risk youth in correctional institutions. The initiative, dubbed the We Transform Youth Empowerment and Rehabilitation Program, is designed to equip children in correctional facilities with the skills to become productive, law-abiding citizens. The program will be implemented by the Department of Correctional Services in all four juvenile centers across the island and will target children aged 12 to 17 years.
All of those rehabilitation activities are now geared towards not just skills training, but the development of life skills to create better citizens who can make better decisions when they are released or during their incarceration.
The second phase of the program will include parent engagement and training, as well as staff capacity building. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.